its other Aleph to help you feel a little bit that Purim is coming. Give a shir on a very entertaining topic in Hilchot Purim. Let's start with the background on the mitzvah Mishloach Manot. And we're going to come to a very interesting, we're going to call it a machloket, though it really isn't. But it has lots of fascinating nafkaminas. So we'll say definitely a chakira with nafkaminas. So, source number one, the Gemara Megillah, Dav Zayin, bottom of the Amud, goes to the top of the Amud, Tani Rav Yosef, U'mishloch manot ish l'reyehu. The Pasuk of Megillah, Esther says, send gifts, man to his friend. Shtei manot l'ish echad. Two gifts to one person. U'matonot l'avyonim, shtei matonot l'shnei b'nei adam. You have to give money to the poor people, so that's in plural. Both words, you give two gifts to two poor people. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Shadulay the Rabbi Oshaya, Atma the Igla Talta, Vagarva the Chama. He sent him this really, really nice piece of meat and a barrel of wine. Shalachle, Kiyamta Banu Rabbeinu, Umishloch Manot, Ishla Reehu, Matara Levyonim. You have fulfilled Shalach Manot and Matara Levyonim. Then the Gemara a little bit later discusses Abai Baravin, Rabbi Hanina Baravin, who were apparently poor. Machufa Sudatayu Ladadeh. So instead of each one, you know, having to go buy some nice meat and a barrel of wine, like in that previous story of Yehuda Nesia, so they didn't have that. They had just whatever basic food they were going to eat that day, so the two of them would just swap meals. If you look in the Rishonim, there's an Achlok of the day. One of them gave one food one Purim, and one of them gave food the next Purim, and that's an issue because how is one of them Yotze this year, and it's a whole discussion. Or did they, whatever each one was going to eat, they just switched and each one ate the other one's meal? Did they just eat together? There are a few different views. But if you go to source 2, we get to the Truman Adeshin. Who is the Truman Adeshin? Let's start with, when did he live? Okay, he lived in the 1400s. He was Ashkenazi. But what's noteworthy about the Truman Adeshin was he wrote his own questions. Okay. He wrote his own questions, and therefore, in his questions, you can often be medayik the question as well. And the question he asked himself here, and probably this is a question he had or got also, I mean, these questions didn't come from nowhere, but he had an answer, a chiddush, or an idea he wanted to express, so he would ask a question and give an answer. So the question he asked in source 2, B'nei Adam ha-sholchim l'chavrayim b'purim, chalukim v'sadinim v'kiagavna. Okay, if instead of sending food to my friend on Purim, I send him clothes and linens and sheets, does that work? Yotziv yedei mishloach manot olav. Because the Gemara just says, mishloach manot ish l'reihu, give gifts, man to his friend. Shtei manot ish echad, two gifts. It doesn't say what the gifts are. Now in context, we see that they swap meals. And right away, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, it says he sent him this nice meat and this wine. And we know from living Purim all the previous years that Shalach Manos is food. But the question still stands, does it work for a Shalach Manos to give non-food items? And the answer gives tshuva. Yer, the ein yotzim behem. No, you're not yotzim. The nira, the tam, the Shalach Manos, who kidei sheyeh lekol echad, you have to have enough, maspik. You have to have enough to have your suda. Some people don't have enough food for suda. So part of the reason of Shalach Manot is to make sure that this person has enough food for his suda. Kedemashma Gemara, that's what he's medayik from the end of the Gemara, the story where Abai Baravin, Ravchina Baravin, Havu Machlofim Sudatayu Badadeh. They swap meals. Why was it necessary for them to swap meals? Because I had to make sure he had enough food. He had to make sure I had enough food. And they were yotzei mishloach manot. Almond the time of mishum sudahu. So the first possibility for the reason for mishloach manot is the sapek tzarche suuda. Any questions so far on the first side? Okay. Paskins the Rabbam, source 3. Kitzad chovat sudazo, sheyochal basar, you have to eat meat, you attack in sudanoa, and you make a nice meal, kafiyah shertin sayado, as best as you can afford. Mechein chayav adam lishloch shtei manot shel basar, o shnei minei tavshil, o shnei minei ochlin l'chaveru. And you have to send food to your friend. In other words, you are having a very nice meal, you're able to afford a very nice meal, so you have to take, as part of this meal, it's part of your meal, you have to make sure somebody else has a meal. Do you see the... By where the Rambam placed the laws of sending shalach manot, he sees it as part of his seudah. You're eating, you have to give somebody else to eat too. It's all part of the seudah. Mishum seudah hi. Okay, so far, we can put the Truman Adeshen in the side and the Rambam in the side. Okay. Comes the Shut Chatam Sofer. Chatam Sofer quotes a sefer called the Manot Halim. For Bli Neder, for a Shabbat meal in my home, who was the Manot Halevi? Okay. The Manot Halevi was Shlomo Halevi Alkovitz. Why is his name familiar? Lechadodi. Excellent. Okay?
That one also?
No, but we have it anyway. Just, you know, shtick. Okay. So the Chatam Sofer quotes this Manot Halevi. I looked it up today. It's on HebrewBooks.org. I was able to find it. It said, B'sefer Manot Halevi, L'harbot HaShalom V'Harayot. What is the goal of the Shlach Manot? It's not to make sure the other person has enough food. The purpose of it is Reyot, friendship. It's a day we are expressing friendship to each other. And as part of you knowing I'm your friend, I'm going to send you a gift. You had a question? Good. That's going to be the focus of our shir now. Excellent. And why is this fitting for Purim? Because Haman told Ahasuerus, you have this group amongst your kingdom, the Jews, and they're spread out. Mufuzarim Furad, and they have nothing to do with anybody. He said, no, we're not Mufuzarim Furad. You think we're spread out? Look how closely knit we are. We even have a day where we send each other gifts of food. Okay? This was the answer to the Haman's claim. Perish, but Makom Sheroi Liyot, Am Echad, Hinu Mufuzarim Furadim Machloket. No, we're not all split up in Machloket. Lachayin Teknu Mishloch Manot. And herein we have our first nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? What does he say? No, that's what he says. But what difference does that make? The Chatam Sofer is saying, therefore, according to that idea, if I want to send you this gift, and I make you this nice gift basket, and you are mocha. You say, it's okay. I know you're my friend. Don't worry about it. Are you yotze or not? So if it's about friendship,
yes.
If it's about supplying me with a meal,
no.
Okay. So, mocha. You could possibly say the opposite of the Chatam Sofer. In other words, in my example of why he was mocha, is because he has. What if he just, you know, even if he doesn't have, he's still mocha?
No, yeah, I'm saying if somebody has a lot of food, technically, then maybe you shouldn't have to provide them food because they have enough food, but on the friendship side, you still have to provide.
You still would have to provide for them, correct.
Yeah.
Okay, if a person has a lot of food, if he's really rich.
So maybe you shouldn't be chayav to give him your food.
Okay. So we have a nafkamina coming from Daniel Ginsberg. If he's ashir, then maybe you don't have to give him anything because he has enough food. But you still have to give him something in terms of being his friend. Is that what you were trying to say? Did I get it right? Okay. Now, what's one of the things that's fascinating about this is that if you ever were to meet the Manot Halevi and told him that he had a shita that was different than the Truman Adeshin's halacha about Mishloach Manot, he would look at you like you were crazy. Because he was giving this nice little agadic idea about Haman and the Megillah story, and it's not a Sefer Halacha if you look, from what I was able to tell by looking at it today. And nonetheless, here we are in this year, going to come up with many nafka minot going both ways between the Truman Adeshin's view of Mishloach Manot and the Manot Alevi's. Okay, we're going to the next source. I didn't actually number them, so I have to count. Hopefully I can count that high. Number 5. Shulchan Aruch. Chayav l'shloach l'chavero shtei manot basar o shtei minei ochlin. Okay, you have to give him 2 kinds of meat or foods. By the way, it's a myth that you have to give 2 brachos. It doesn't exist.
Really?
I was taught that in like 4th grade, whatever.
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't exist. I once asked Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita, and he said, it really, really doesn't exist, but he says he thinks he saw it in a certain Afra and he gave me the name, and I looked it up in the library at the time, and I couldn't find it there. So maybe somebody somewhere says it, but you can give, definitely, if you just, you can definitely give, in fact, please do, you could give me a steak and a bottle of soda, and I'd be very happy, even though they're both shahakol. So, that's definitely allowed. The closest I came that I saw was the Aruch HaShulchan phrases it in a way that you have to give like 2 very different things, but I think meat and soda, you know, would fit that. But it doesn't have to be 2 brachos. Yes.
How did that idea get so widespread?
Because of the Shnei Minim. How did it get so widespread? You know, a sociology experiment? I don't know. How do ideas take hold?
Do you like barbecue chicken with like fried like?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's like how different does it look?
That's a good question. That could be a shear for a different time. Okay. Now, comments the Ramah. The Ein Shalach Manot L'Re'ehu, V'Hu Eino Rotzel L'Kablam, O Mochalo. So this is Mochel or Misarev, let's say. Yotze, you are Yotze. So the Ramah is paskening, not like the Truman Adeshin, the Ashkenazi 14th century Gadol. He's paskening like this agadic idea of the Manor Alevi that the Chatam Sofer quoted also, who was Ashkenazi or Sfardi? Sfardi.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's also a fascinating side point. Maybe part of the miracle of Purim. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, commenting on this, L'shloch. V'tshuva binyan tzion, siman memdalet, nestapik, ime viva atzmo amanot, velo ayidei shliach, iyotze. Kem dechtivu mishloach, neima deba'inan davka ayidei shlichot. The pasuk says, send gifts to your friend. We give gifts to our friend. Must we send the gifts to our friend? In other words, Reuven wants to give Shimon shalach manos, so he's going to give 2 gifts to Shimon. Does he have to send them with Levi? Or can he just give them directly to Shimon? Now, back to our Chakira tree here. If it's about supplying him with food,
he
can give it directly. If it's about Reus, now, you might not say, I need the third person, but it's certainly, you can understand that it would increase Reus and friendship involved if I have a third person involved. That's agreed and clear? If instead of just me giving Reuven something, I involve a friend, and now the 2 of us are thinking of Reuven on this special day, because I sent the item, and Shimon because he brought the item, so Reuven knows that both Shimon and I thought of him. Okay? You're with me? So, as our next nafkamina is, do you need a shaliach? Or would a shaliach add more to the mitzvah? Moving on. The Chashukei Chemed. Bli Nether, for a meal in my home. Who is the Chashukei Chemed? Yes! Excellent. Who is Rav Silverstein? The who?
The guy who wrote
Aleinu Shabbat. Okay, Rav Silverstein is alive and well. Rav Eshmashana, he should live. He's the son-in-law of Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal. He's a Talmud Chacham, and a Kollel, and probably Rav of some area as well. And he has some fascinating Svarim, probably one of the more creative poskim around today, in that he will paskin choshen mishpat shailas based on, like if you read his tshuvos, based on diukim he makes and the stories and nushim and moed, and it's really fascinating. I recommend. There's two different volumes in the library of something called Baharevna, which is based on the parsha, and it discusses shailas that people asked Rav Zilberstein, and the answers he gave, and really, really creative answers, and often quotes his brother-in-law Rav Chaim Kanievsky, his father-in-law Rav Yashav Zatzal. So, Chashukei Chemed. It's available in Bar Ilan. Okay, Chashukei Chemed. So there's lots of very interesting shailas there. Here's one of the shailas he was asked. Okay? Now I'm sure some of you are now going to want to try this. Shalach mishloach manot al yedei kof hayatza yedei chovato. If I use as my shaliach a trained monkey in order to bring you your shalach manos, have I fulfilled my mitzvah of shalach mano? We already said shaliach is not necessary in order to supply you with food, but it does help in terms of rate. And here's the answer. Maaseh be'achad harabanim shehitonin b'fnei ha'admor misatr zatzal shalchu lo mishloach manot al yedei hayeled hamechupash b'kof. Somebody complained to the Satmar Rebbe that he received the shalach manot from a kid who is dressed up as a monkey. Excellent shaila already. I like the premise. Hishivu ha'admor ayichar me'nechazeh. Don't be so mad. Shafil al yedei kof mamish hayu yicholin l'shloach. Because even had they used an actual monkey, they could have fulfilled their mitzvah. Tama harav hayitachin. Could it really be so? Heshiva amor. Kach koteva chatam sofer. This is what the chatam sofer says. Really? Does the chatam sofer say that? Chipesa rabbi chatam sofer v'lo matza. He didn't find it anywhere. Shava lo rabbi, so he went back to him. Amar lo rabbi chatam sofer nimtza b'gitin chavet v'sham katav. Shehecha she'amra Torah she'yaset ha'mitzvah ba'atzro, ela she'anu omrim she'yachol gam la'asot shaliach, b'zeh yishtin shlichot. Tzarich la'asot shliach shehu kamoto. There are certain times the Torah said you have to do a mitzvah yourself. And we say you could use a shliach. Midin shlichot. So in such a case, it has to be a person who could be like you, which is why certain times you can't use a non-Jew is a shliach, you can't use a woman as shliach, etc. When the Torah says send it, ki gom mishloach manuk, ze sagi afilu ayidei kol fechol psulim. It could be an eved, it could be a katan, it could be any type of psul. It could even be a monkey, what we call maaseh kof. When we come akom, yitachen shemisha shalach l'rav ayidei yelet, maaseh kof, the person who sent the mishloach mano to this rabbi dressed up like a monkey, v'arav nifgamizeh, and he got hurt. L'dat hamano talevi, shetam mishloach mano mishum kiruv levavo v'avareim. If the whole point of mishloach mano is to make you like me more, and you're the type of person who would get insulted by a monkey or a person dressed up as a monkey delivering it to you, lo yatzal yidei chavato shebazeh asa masa. He did the opposite of what this mitzvah is trying to compass. Accomplish. So it could be that if I don't like the shaliach, or if he's a monkey, and I'm insulted by it, so in terms of the sapik tarchi suda, you fulfilled your mitzvah. Why? Because you brought me food. I now have enough food. You sent it with a monkey, and the monkey balanced the basket and brought me this whole wonderful meal. But on the other hand, you haven't fulfilled Reya, because I didn't enjoy getting my food via monkey service. Yes? So then for you it would work. Correct. I grant that premise. Meaning, you would be so entertained that the monkey brought you shalach manos, you'd be like, man, this guy must love me so much and it'd be great Reyes. I agree with that premise, but understand that it could be that it's not a fulfillment of Reyes when you use a kof. Yes, you were asking first. Go.
How does shaliach not work for for Zuda?
No, you don't need a shliach.
I am tzarif shliach. Do you need a shliach? If it's just to supply me with the meal, you can bring it yourself.
You're saying for race, you're
chayev to use a shliach? No, so I said, you're not chayev, but it definitely helps reis and increases reis when I involve a third person. Now there's two people thinking of me instead of just one. But it doesn't help anything. Does Haim owes? Okay, let's say it like this. Haim shaliach ozer. Does it help that there's a shaliach? So if the whole goal is just to give me food, so it doesn't matter who, you know, how I get it. It doesn't matter that you involve the third person. If the idea is to increase friendship, so now I know two people thought of me today, so then shaliach helps. When it comes to the type of shliach, if I'm going to be insulted by the shaliach you sent because it's a monkey or a person dressed up as a monkey, then that doesn't help. You've defeated the purpose, the Manos HaLevi's purpose of shaliach manos. Yes?
But doesn't sending a shaliach like mean that, why wouldn't you rather give it yourself and then get both of those boxes ticked? Like, I don't get why.
No, if you bring it yourself, you are doing reis. And you are supplying his food.
So I didn't get my shaliach that's got the crust.
The shaliach, I'm saying, ha'im shaliach ozer. Does the shaliach help when, if the whole purpose of the mitzvah is to provide you with food for your meal, sending it with a shaliach does nothing for you. It's no worse than you bringing it yourself. It's no better or worse.
So why has it got a crust then?
Does it help to bring the shaliach? Meaning, are you adding anything by using the shaliach? But when it comes to Reus, you are adding something by using a shliach, because now there's another friend involved. Okay? So the X isn't that you're not Yotze, unlike these, where... Okay? Yeah. But the X here is just, Heim shliach ozer, does it add anything that there's a shliach? And the answer is, if the whole goal is to supply the food, you're supplying the food either way.
Is the goal to increase friendship, or to increase your personal connection?
Friendship. In the, especially the way the Chashukei Chemed just rephrased the Manot HaLevi, he said, making everybody closer and better friends.
So it's not just about making them feel good, it's about making them feel good towards a person.
Yeah, or that they're my friend.
Okay,
let's move on. Maharsha, which I believe could be another nachkamina for this. Maharsha says, Shlach manot, how much do you have to give? Mana mashma koldahu. I could give you a grape. Why would that be true? Which way?
Reyes.
Let me hear.
Reyes.
That works for Reyes. Why?
I
was thinking about him. But does it work with Sabek Tzorches Sugo? No, because unless you're a supermodel who's on a starvation diet, a grape isn't a meal. So, in terms of the shear you need, okay, you need more. You need harvey for if it's to give you enough food for a meal, but you only need a mashu if it's to let a person know that I like them. Move on. The Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva says, Shem Zer Yaakov, Shem Notein Ma'ok, Tzarek Sheyitein Shir Sheyikne Gimel Beitzim Ochel, Vim Notein Ochlin, Tzarek Sheyitein Lo Shir Gimel Beitzim Mipat, Kach Nir Lefom Riyata. So according to the Maharsha, you only have to give mashahu, which shows that it's midin raved. But according to the Shari Tshuva, you have to give a certain amount. How much do you have to give? Enough for the guy's meal. So then you have to give gimel beitzim. So let's not write it there. Let's write it this way. According to the Shari Tshuva, you have to give a lot, because it's about giving enough for a meal. According to the Maharsha, it's only to let him know you're thinking of him so you can give kol dehu. That part's clear too? Okay, let's move on. The Chashuke Chemer again. Another great question he was asked. Hashalech v'shalach manal l'chaver. V'amakabel nimna milechol l'motzarim shu shalachol. So I send items that are not Chol Yisrael to a person who's makpid in Chol Yisrael. I send items that are Rabbanut to a person who doesn't eat Rabbanut. I send items that are Heter Mechira to a person who doesn't eat Heter Mechira. I send him something not glad, he's makpid on glad. Ha'im ha'shaleach yatza yidei mishloach manot. And I'm sure you're already thinking the two sides. Tshuva, katav b'shut machan ha'chayim v'nistapak misha inon nisar mipat palter. There are people who aren't makbid not to eat plain bread that is baked by a bakery. Or there's a standard recipe, so there's some who are makbid on pat palter and some aren't. Where all the bread that are standardly made by a bakery, and therefore we can assume they're kosher. So some people eat bread like that, and some people are makbid not to eat that bread. Oh, mechamash al-nachri, again, butter made by non-Jew. V'shocham l'ish nizarbo. So you eat those foods, and you send them to somebody who doesn't eat those foods. Hayim yatza v'shloch yedecho v'ato. Hayim ne'amar kemen dahavi machal heter itzal mishalech yotzev yedecho v'ato. Since I would eat those foods, the fact that I send them to you, I'm yotzei. Oshem akim the mekabel nizharvam v'lo achlam, inkin lo kibel davar ha'nechal v'heter, v'tzarachim gadol. Or because the recipient wouldn't eat such a food, therefore I am not yotzei. L'chora tavloi b'shnei ha'tamim. It is based on our chakira here. Shal mishloach manot shel tam trumat ha'deshen, mitzvah mishloach manot hi l'tzarach ha'suda. I need to provide a meal for him. He can't eat this kashrus. I did not provide a meal for him. He's just as soon going to go hungry. I don't mean he would starve to death. He would starve to death and never comes in. Okay? He would just as soon not eat this food. So I didn't give him any food that he can use for his meal. To increase the love and feeling of brotherliness amongst Chai Yisrael, give out! I sent him something. Maybe in I know that the guy didn't purposely give me Rabbanut, Chalav Akum, whatever that I don't eat, and he was, you know, just sending me triangle K because that's he doesn't know better. Because those are the foods he eats. Because those are the foods he eats.
So again,
the Maron Alevi, the Chashuk Yechamed, is treating as an idea here in theory. Meaning, maybe it does work in terms of theory. It's Reyes. You sent the guy food, he knows you're thinking of him. But halachically, in practice, we pass in this way that you are not Yotze. And he calls it the Chulei Alma. But Kashrut issue, so here, it's no good. But for this, it's good, again, in theory.
Next question the Chashuk Yechamed was asked. We're at the bottom of the first page,
bottom left. Chida. This is a riddle he was asked. Give an example of a time you could give mishloach manot and not be yotze. I'm sure you've already thought of a few examples. So I only quoted some of them here.
Od hechetimtze.
Another hechetimtze is how could this possibly be? So here's an example. Katav b'shut ktav sofer. Ktav sofer was related to the chasam sofer. How? His son. Good. Shem ena makavel yodea mishalach lo mishloach manot, ena shaleach yotze. Okay? If I send it anonymously, lo shem, I send the mishloach manot anonymously. Does that work? Tell me, based on our chakira tree. If it's to provide food,
yes.
If it's reyos, or less so?
You could
Meaning some friend likes me, but I don't know who it is.
Okay. Maybe this is different, therefore, than the Maternus Levionum. It's because Sadako, we considered it to be a high level when it's anonymous. But Shalach Mono, it's about increasing friendship.
So there's a machloket whether this is true that you're not Yotzei. Gimel, or if it is another way you could not be Yotzei. Kadova Aracha Shulchan, Mizel Shono. Im Shalach Manot Leshimon, if you said food to Shimon. Shimon, flip over, Eino Beveto. He's not home to get the food. Okay, you left it with his doorman, you left it at his front porch, you left it with whoever was house sitting for him. He wasn't there. He doesn't know you like him because he wasn't there to get it. Are you Yotzei? Ima Mekabel Eino Bayir, if he's not there that day, right? He's not going. If you leave it on his porch and it gets home 20 minutes later, that's fine because then he knows you like him. There's no kiyum that has to go into his hand. But if he's not going to come home on Purim day, Lo Yavoa Hayom LeBeito Lo Yatsa. V'nira Sheshtei Atshuvot Acharonon Heim Dafka Lefi Atam Shalamanot HaLevi. The Mishloach Manoru Kedei Laharbot Chiba Ava Ben Ish L'Reihu. Ava Lefi Tam Trumat Adeshin She Mishloach Manoru Kedei Shiei L'Mekabel B'Mela Sotzerat Purim L'Chora Afim Mashalech Lo Yadei Yatsa Yedei Chovato De Sof Sof Yesh Lo Bar Chava L'Sotzerat Purim. He's going to come home and there's going to be 30 baskets of food on his desk. He's going to have more than enough. So, if he's not there, Lo Nimsa, sorry, I've changed colors, but Lo Nimsa, he is not there, so if it's to give me enough food, it's fine. If it's Reyut, it's not fine. Yes?
Won't he see your, I'm confused, won't he see your name when he gets it? When he comes back? Or is this just saying it's the same case as anonymous?
It's the same case as anonymous. He's saying the two are related. Okay?
This is assuming you don't, but like most people...
He's saying anonymous, or if he doesn't know that he got it. If he has this gift in his home... And he has food, so you have provided food for him.
Is this when he's coming back after his suda, or like when is he coming back? Because technically, when he comes back and sees that you left him a gift, he'll also be happy.
But it's going to be after Purim. There's a nice mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah made to make people happy not on Purim. But there's a specific way to make people happy on Purim, which is to give them a gift on Purim. That is the svara of the Reyut side.
But also, the food he gave him is also not.
He didn't eat it on Purim. You don't have to eat the food. The mitzvah is l'sapik tzorkes suda. I have to provide you food, and that I fulfilled. You could be home and eating a meal right now.
Okay.
Shut Mishana Alacho. Who is that? Okay, Rabbi Menashe Klein.
Does that name mean anything to anybody? When did he live?
No.
20th century in Borough Park.
A known major machmir.
It used to, the going phrase used to be that if you asked a shaila to Moshe Feinstein and he gave you a chumrah, so you knew that was the psak. But if he gave you a kula, you didn't know whether he could really be mekel. But if Menashe Klein, from Menashe Klein, gave you a kula, you could rely on that because he's not a mekel. That would, you know, I don't know if it's these reputations are deserved. That was certainly his reputation. So here's the question he was asked. Imekayim mitzvah b'shloch manot b'chidushei Torah sheshalach. Okay? If I write up a nice shir with my chidushim and I send it to you on Purim, have I fulfilled my mitzvah on b'shloch manot? Says obviously not according to the side that the purpose of Shalach Manot is to give you food. You can't eat Torah. Rav Amital used to joke or say a joke that there are places where they're makbid on eating shalosh shuras, and there are places where they have a shir instead. And so the Hasidim, he said, used to say that it was much better to have to eat because you always ate. But what if somebody slugs up your shir, then you weren't yotzei shalosh shuras l'mafreya. So he says, Obviously, according to the Truman Adeshin, you're not Yotze. But I want to know whether I'm Yotze according to the Manon of the Dabran Levi, Shumishum Chiba, Yan Nere the Yotze. The Adu of the Gambachit should Chidush a Torah Sas Havero. Ulif Amim Yoteri Matan or Gashmiot. Sometimes I'm more happy to hear a nice Chidush than I am to get a package of food, depending on what the food is and depending on what the Chidush is. Va'amru Zal, Eno Zazmi Shamach, and Nasim, Ovim Zedze. And Vav, so far, the Marla Chiba Vazze. I don't know what that quote is, but it's a quote that, based on the two of them learning Torah together, they end up loving each other. Ve'en l'chal tanu gadol mi'simchat Torah. There's no greater joy than the joy of Torah. Omanam l'achar kol ha'chikirot omein l'negdi divrei mechaber. But, what can I do? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, with source 5, says, Mefurash, shtei manot basar o'shom minei ochlen. I have to give you two types of meat. Again, two types of meat means it could be one bracha, going back to that original one, okay, or two foods. Debay davka ochlin, ulam gamze lav tavrohu, maybe that's not true. The Alkor Katzorach Lomar, the Zedak, the Tama Truma Deshin, Shikatov, the Lashomano, Loshna, Elbamine, Machal, and Mashke. According to the Truma Deshin, it says it must be food because I have to provide you with their meal. Velomet, Sinu, Bashumakom, the Mikri, Manot, and the Midi, the Mikhli Mishti. Manot are things you can eat or drink, they're edible. Aval manot alevi gam devrei Torah manot hu ubederech tzachut. It was a moment of clarity. Hare sifro shehu devrei Torah. He wrote a sefer of devrei Torah. What did the manot alevi name his sefer? Should be an obvious answer. The manot alevi. What is the manot alevi? His manot. He gave his sefer of devrei Torah our manot. So according to the Manot Halevi's explanation of what the Mishloach Manot are, which is about Reyut, you could fulfill it with Manot, with the Manot Halevi, with Divrei Torah.
So you can get something Manot Halevi on Torah.
Or just your Manot. You don't have to give his Chibushim, you can give your Chibushim. According to fulfill the goals of Mishloach Manot, according to the Manot Halevi, the Manot Halevi would fulfill that. And that was the cute ending to the Mishnah Alachot's Chuba. It's Itz Eliezer. Who was that? Not a chief rabbi. Rav Eliezer Waldemar. Good. When did he live?
Until 2006.
He what?
He lived in the 20th and 21st century.
20th and 21st century. In what country?
Israel.
Israel. What job did he famously hold?
Medical.
He was the posek for Shari Tzedek Hospital. Okay. Sitz Eliezer quotes Chayadom and early the Mishalmi Mashma. Dim Shalach La'ani Davar Malchal Yatsa Mishum Atan Levyonim Lo Mishum Mishloach Manot. Let's say I give a poor person food. Am I fulfilling Shalach Manot or Matan Levyonim? So he says, even though it's food, that's Matan Levyonim. That's not Shalach Manot. Mashma is She'im Shalach Davar Pachol La'ashir. If you are so wealthy that you constantly dine on, I don't know what the finest foods are, sushi and Kobe beef that was fed only Kobe beef its whole life, and filet mignon stuffed with, I don't know what, and venison, right, something like that is deer, okay, and you have all these fancy foods, and I send you a manachama from, you pour in hot water, you get this weird pasta thing that you eat with a fork that folds. Have I been Yotze? If you actually look in the Yerushalmi, so that's very nice, he looked in the Yerushalmi. Okay. You don't have to explain it the way the Chayodim said, that the problem was that the person receiving it was rich and didn't need it. The other way, it wasn't that the recipient was so rich and therefore what you gave him didn't matter. It was that the giver was rich. If you are so rich and that's what you eat, and you're like, oh, I have to give a little bit of stuff from Mishloach Manot, so even though I'm going to now have $1,000 meal, I'm going to spend $1.50 to give somebody their Mishloach Manot,
Therein lies a problem. And that's why, when you give food to an ani, we're talking about food that is well below your standard level, and therefore, you haven't fulfilled Mishloach Mano, you've fulfilled only Matana Lev Yonin. And he says further, the davar zeima mabitim anu bazel lefi ashirato shel hanotin v'ashirato shel mekabel. Does it go by the giver or the recipient? Taloi bebet atamim sheyeshnam b'mitzvah mishloach mano. It is related to the two reasons for mishloach mano, which by now you should know are reyot esapek tzarchei suda. If it's in order to make sure the recipient has food, it goes by the recipient. I need to make sure he has a meal. He only eats filet mignon. I have to make sure he has filet mignon. This will be the best meal he ate all week, he's so poor. If it's only to let the guy know I love him and thinking about him, then it goes by the giver. If Bill Gates gave you a penny, you wouldn't feel that he likes you. If a very poor man gave you one of his precious three pennies, you would be like, wow, that guy must really love me. So here we have, Haim, Lefi, Mekabel, or Notin, and this goes by Mekabel, and this goes by Ninotin. Two more, Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is a parish on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, on Orach Haim and Yoredea. And he says, Nistapakti, Matana la Evyoni Mahani Amanala Hafsir. If I give a gift on the condition that he returns it to me, have I been Yotze? Umishloch Mano ba Mahani ki Mahani Machal Mishna Jesuchov burn. The point of Mishloch Mano is to provide him for a meal. If he has to return it to me, that doesn't work. If you held like the Mano to Levi, would you disagree with that? Yes, why? You're showing him that I thought of him.
Yeah, but you can make this argument. It doesn't really seem like he's gonna like. He's not gonna see the love if you're like, oh, here it is. We give it back to you in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not that much reus, but at least you thought of me. But you would agree, you're certainly not guilty for this one then.
Yeah.
Unless you could say you could eat and give back a different one.
He had food for something. Zibor, just here.
Okay, and finally, the last fucker. Before we went to go through a few nachaminas, some that we saw and some that we didn't, but we can figure out anyway, based on our Hakira, which should be painfully obvious by now. The Aruch HaShulchan says, doesn't matter when I sent the food to him. If I, a week before Purim, arrange food to be delivered to him, so have I fulfilled Mishloach Mano? If it's Esavik Tzarchei Suda, yes, I made sure he has food. But if it's to tell him I thought about him on Purim, maybe I completely forgot about him on Purim. I was so drunk, I didn't think of anybody.
Isn't it mitzvah on Purim though, to do it? Just because like there's a reason doesn't mean that the practical ramifications are necessarily.
In himich shliach kol on Purim should be yom Purim yishlach biadom manot leploni yatsa the shlucho shel adam kamoto. So even though I did it before Purim, it works. Now, why does that work? It is Reyes, because Shluch HaShalad don't come out to him. And the Sabbath Sarakat Lewis, so that's not really enough for me. You're saying it works for both of them. Okay? Well, I don't have that one. Well, let's just quickly go through my handy dandy chart here. Enough to me note. Yes, we have a question.
What happens if it's Lifnei, but also with a Shalayah? Is that also.
I don't understand.
If you send it like the night before. before.
Yeah, so the Midsummer Schlachmanot is only when it arrives during the day.
Okay. So it's learned out in
the Masechta Megillah, it's learned out from the Pesukim, the Megillah, that has to be during the day.
So if they find it the next morning during the day, then it's fine?
I think we need the Masa Netila to be during the day, but you can have it only be delivered during the day.
Right.
Even though you arranged it in advance.
Okay, can you give them the food anonymously? If it's Lasabe Tzarek Sudo, then?
For sure.
And if it's Reyos, less likely. How much food must you give him? If it's to give him enough food, so you have to give him a large portion. If it's just Reyos, we said, Koldahu, Masherhu. If he refuses your gift, are you Yotze Midin Reyos? Yes. If it's to provide him food, no, you haven't provided him anything. Does the food need to arrive before the meal? Let's say I ate at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock food comes.
Reyos,
yes. Reyos, yes. The Sapik Tzorchi Suda, no. Yeah, the food arrives after the meal. Does the food need to arrive before the meal? So if it's a Sabek Tzarek Suda, then yes, it needs to arrive before the meal. If it's about Reyos, no, it can arrive even after the meal. If a monkey delivers it for you, are you Yotze? Vadai. But it's less likely to help with the Reyos unless, like we said, that you really like seeing monkeys do things. Okay. Can you give items other than food? Does it matter if you're poor or rich? Well, for you said that goes by whether you're the giver or the recipient.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Can you send it before Purim to arrive on Purim before the meal? So we said yes to both of those actually. If he doesn't know that he received it, so you could have provided food for him, and that part works, but it doesn't work for Reyes because he doesn't know about it. Is there anything to be gained by using a messenger? For Reyes, yes. For the Sabik Tzarek Yisudu, no. If you send him a Ashkacha, he doesn't eat.
Reyes, yes.
Sabik Tzarek Yisudu, no. And similarly, if you send him foods to which he's allergic.
Same thing.
Unless he's allergic to it.
Unless you bedafka sent the celiac guy gluten foods and he's like, what a jerk. Okay, but if you just did it, you know, not knowing that the guy has an aversion to chocolate chips or something.
Anyway.
So you fulfilled your chiyuv to provide all those people their meal.
But you're like, it's Reyos for one guy, but it's not to someone else.
Of someone else, which is wonderful.
If you give it to him for his meal and he can't eat it, but everybody else is going to be eating it.
Yeah.
So
you haven't fulfilled Reyos with those people, but you have fulfilled the Sapik Tzorche Sudu for them.
You intended to.
So you want to be Mechadish, that the two have to come together. How can I be Misapik? It's Misapik Tzorche Sudo Derech Reyos. And therefore, they don't know me and they don't like me, you know, anymore, and therefore I didn't help. But we're going to say that you're Yotze anyway. Okay, Yashikov, thank you for listening. Parm Sameach, well in advance. Okay, take care.